Now, it's hard enough to keep up with football, GAA and soccer, but now American football is starting to gain a following in Ireland. Many of us still don't know much about it, other than that it looks a bit like rugby. But there's one Irishman making his mark on the sport. His name is Cian Fahey, and he's gaining respect for his unique reporting, writing for some of the biggest outlets in the United States. And he does all this from his home in Cork, believe it or not. And Cian is with us now. Cian, welcome to the programme. How did you get into American football? I mean, usually lads who are into football, it's GAA or soccer.
Well, I was, like most people growing up, I was into soccer, rugby, GAA and all other sports. But what used to happen was at Christmas, all my family would get together. And I, like most families, we had people over in America. So when they came home, as a kid, you got to stay up late and watch American football because that's what they wanted to do. So I had an uncle who taught me a little bit about the game when I was maybe 10 or 11, and I just hung on to it after that and kept following it over my teenage years and as I grew up and got older.
And were you able to see it on television and able to follow it in any kind of a proper way in terms of as it was happening?
Well, you can pay for it on NFL.com, and you have been able to do that for years, but I couldn't pay for it when I was young, so I used to actually follow it on the radio, which is a bit bizarre, obviously, but I guess it kind of stuck with me when I was younger, so I was that committed to following it that I used to listen to it as I was going to sleep at night.
So, like, okay, you start doing some writing, you don't necessarily get paid an awful lot or whatever, and you just have to get a break or two. What's the Bleacher Report?
Bleacher Report now is very different to what it was when I first came across it. When I first came across it, it was probably, 9 years ago, maybe 8 or 9 years ago, and it was a startup site where the idea was fans could write about the sport and fans would write for other fans. And so basically Bleacher Report would let anyone post there, and you could apply. I applied when I was in the first year of college, I think it was, and anyone can write there, at the time that was kind of a blessing and a curse because it meant that anyone could write there. You got an opportunity, but not everyone would give you any time of the day because so many people were writing there.
Yeah.
And over the years, Bleacher Report has turned into a media, a bit of a monster, really, in America, because nowadays it's the second biggest American site, at least, to ESPN. So you're full of professional journalists now and professional writers, and they're doing their own video coverage and all that. And it's grown to be a huge, huge sports website. And that I was in it from the very start. I went away from it for a while, but I kind of went back to it then over the years after building my own site. So now it's kind of my main source of income, my main job, I suppose.
Okay, so let's put it this way. So you got to work with the Bleacher Report, which is a sports website, as you say, that's second in the States to ESPN. You weren't being paid. It gave you exposure. You liked what you were doing, which really helps. So like if you have to sit down and write something, you didn't feel too bad about having to get down to work, if you like, because you loved what you were doing. But working for free, it can't last very long. So did you ever think about jacking the whole thing in and trying something else?
Well, I was actually very fortunate because in my first year of college, I got a part-time job with Irish Central covering the Patriots and the Boston Celtics. So I've never actually worked fully for free. I've done a lot of stuff for free where you were kind of frustrated. And it did get to a point where after I left Irish Central, I think I was out of college about a year, and I got to a point where I could have taken a job writing. I think it was in PR, and I would have moved to Spain, and it looked like a great job. But I kind of thought to myself, I'd like to give this a try because I think I can do it.
Yeah.
And so I took 6 months out and I built my own website. I planned for about 3 months to have this one post that was completely different to anything anyone else was doing. I had my subject matter. I wrote the whole thing up and I kind of had this big opening day for my website. And on that day, the article just took off and it started being shared by massive writers who had 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 followers. And that on Twitter, that is, and that put me on the map, I suppose, is what you'd say. And from there, Bleacher Report came back to me. From there, Football Outsiders came back to me. I got a role with The Guardian a little bit from that. And that I kind of hit a crossroads, and fortunately, I picked the right path, really.
Now, I'm going to have to be honest. Like, I mean, a lot of Irish families grow up with sport. It's either GAA here or rugby there. With me, it was definitely football. It was soccer in terms of waiting for all the results, like at 5 o'clock with, you know, at the end of grandstand before Doctor Who, all that kind of thing on a Saturday. With you, it's American football. Now, I don't get American football at all. So would you explain to somebody like me who doesn't know anything about American football just what the NFL is and what it all means?
Well, the NFL is basically the Premier League over there, except it's the Premier League on steroids. It's the shortest season in America of the four big sports, which are hockey, basketball, baseball and American football. Yeah. It's the shortest season, but it's the most talked about and it's most in the news for 12 months. And they're trying to expand it across the whole world because it's got so big in America that they're kind of struggling to drain money from people like they've been doing for years. Because it's a billion-dollar company where they can just pretty much do whatever they want in terms of money. Because they're building stadiums that are 100,000 seats and stuff like that. But the game itself still largely remains the same. They're trying to make it grow, so they're trying to make it appeal to more casual fans. So they're changing the rules, so they're getting more scoring, they're getting quicker play, they've brought in a new thing that probably is going to be huge for in Ireland, called Red Zone, where you don't actually watch one game, so you don't have to sit through 3 hours of a game where there's only 10 or 12 minutes of actual action. Where it's called Red Zone, and it goes from game to game, and you play to play, and it's constant action, and there's no adverts, there's no sitting around waiting. So that's probably the next big step for making more Irish people and more European people follow the game.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the people who are and who aren't in terms of the Arizona Cardinals and the St. Louis Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals, is it, or Eagles or Generals or whoever the hell they are. I mean, and the Seahawks, let alone Patriots game and Baldwin and Cleveland and Woodland and all these people. I mean, you know them all, and instantly you'd know who's who. Do you have a favourite? Do you follow anybody?
Well, that's actually what I did when after my uncle first taught me about the game. I just put the logos out and I picked the team, and I followed the Pittsburgh Steelers for about 5 or 6 years, and I was fortunate enough that they won a Super Bowl fairly early on. But I've kind of moved away from following a team at this point because I cover all 32 teams, and it just makes it easier if you don't support your own team.
So do you kind of work, your work hours are the equivalent of an Irish night shift? Do you have to be on at different times of the morning?
Yeah, it's a bit of a struggle, really, to be honest. But the beauty of it is you largely only work from August to February.
Right.
You work 7 days a week. I mean, you can be doing 18-hour days some days, and then you're starting again for another 18-hour day the following day. But during the season, it's a lot of kind of waking up at 2 o'clock in the middle of the day, doing whatever you need to do before 6 o'clock, and then having your dinner way too early than you really need to, and then staying up till 6 or 7 in the morning. And it's tough, but it's something you just work around, really.
Okay, and by the way, if people want to see the work that you do, where can they find your stuff?
Well, I write over a lot of places, but probably the easiest way to find where I write is if you go to Twitter and just find me on Twitter. It's Cian, A-F, C-I-A-N-A-F.
And just as a matter of interest, Americans, I mean, like, what do they think of a guy in Cork, still in Cork? Do they know you're in Cork, writing about their match reports?
Well, that's kind of the beauty of where journalism has gone, that I can write about it. It's so worldwide. They don't have to read it in my accent or hear me, because they're not on TV or anything. So most of them don't know, which I always take as a compliment, because it means I'm kind of fitting in.
And if you did a tweet about Irish rugby or something like that, did they kind of say, like, do you have relations over in that place, you know, over in the Emerald Isle?
Yeah, that happens a lot. They get as confused as Irish people would be about the NFL. But they're often quite interested because they're mad sports fans, so they want to hear about it. And they see in the NFL, or they see rugby, and they go, that's like the NFL without pads. Are they mental?
Okay, so you're in Cork, you're 24 years of age, you're writing for the American market, mainly on American football. By the way, do you write on other stuff as well, other sports?
I used to, but the demand for my NFL work became so high that I didn't need to, and I didn't really have much time to. When I was younger, I covered the basketball, I covered the NBA, and I wrote a little bit about rugby and a little bit about the Irish soccer team, but I was never doing it too intensively. So now I'm at the point where I kind of know what works, and I'm kind of sticking to what works, and it's working for me, so I can't really complain.
So wait a second now, the demand for your NFL work, are you that good, are you?
I don't know about that. I work hard, I suppose. That's probably what it is, but because I started very early. The one thing everyone always said about journalism was you had to work at it for years. So yeah. When I was in college, even, I was starting ahead of other people in my classes, and other people just in my year who were trying to break into it. I was being aggressive from the very start, so I think they just got a little bit of a head start.
And like, if I was to ask you, could you bore me all night long sitting at a bar talking about LeBron James and all that? How much money does he make, by the way?
LeBron's a basketball player. It's kind of hard because they have salary caps over there. So LeBron probably makes $20 million a year.
And how much would the biggest NFL person make?
Well, actually, they'd both be around the same. But the thing about LeBron James is he's going to be making millions or even maybe billions in sponsorships. Yeah. So that's where all their money comes from. But in the NFL, then you have, it probably ranges from 750 grand a year to 26, 27 million a year.
And do you ever feel you should be over there? Are you? I presume you've been to a few games.
I actually haven't because it's funny, people ask me that a lot, but I haven't because I'm always working.
Wait a minute, whoa, wait a second. You're doing all this thing, as I say, getting all the statistics and everything else together, and you've never been to an NFL game?
No, I was at the college game in the Aviva, or was it the Crow Park? I can't remember which stadium it was. I was at them a few years ago, so they're the only exposure I have.
That's brilliant. I love it. Cian, congratulations. I'm sure we'll hear an awful lot more from you. Cian Fahey, it is, Mr. American football writer. Thanks for talking to us, still living and talking to us from Cork, yeah?
Yeah.
Good man yourself, Cian. Thanks a million.
Yeah, thanks, mate.